Morning Show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Tuesday morning. It is November the 12th of 2019. We've seen some wintry precipitation.
Yes.
Kai was so excited last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Dad, look, it's snowing.
Yeah.
And it was like he wanted to go out and do a snowman.
Right.
Wasn't exactly going to work out like that.
Yeah, maybe a mini one. A tiny one?
I don't know.
Like a Lego one.
Wasn't exactly what kids were hoping for right. This morning for the most part. Even though there are a few schools that are actually going to be closed in southeast Missouri, for the most part, schools are unaffected today.
Yeah. So, sorry, guys.
Hate to break the news to you. Schools that are closed today, Mammoth Spring, the Martin Center, Campbell, Current River State School, Donovan R1, East Carter County R2, Malden R1, Naylor R2, North Pemiscot, and Highland We Care Center all closed today. Forest City goes at 10 o'clock this morning, but as opposed to those schools, you're going.
Yeah.
You know who didn't want to go?
You.
Basically, oh my gosh, it's brutal. And the dogs don't want to go.
Oh my gosh, I have one. The puppy doesn't even understand that I say puppy, she's 6 months.
Yeah.
She doesn't even understand that it's cold and wants to go explore before she goes to the bathroom. And then the other one, the older one, Bones, just wants to go. Get out there and come back. Like, he's smart.
Yeah.
She's not all there yet.
No. So, kind of like your family.
Exactly.
The mare is the smarter one.
That's not all there yet.
No, so we have, like, Ace and the two other ones are okay. They're kind of used to going outside and coming back in when it's time. We have rescued a dog who had an injury, blah, blah, blah. This dog is still having some trouble. We had to go through a leg surgery and is taking its time to get outside. And dude, it's like 28 degrees and the snow's hitting you in the face and this dog's sniffing the entire yard.
Oh man.
And for whatever reason, anytime we get a new dog, we don't do it in the spring or in the summer when it's smart. We always do it in the winter.
Right.
Where it's going to be cold and miserable and you're trying to potty train and puppy train a dog.
That's tough.
So, did you see the story out of Chicago where a plane was landing at O'Hare or trying to take off from O'Hare and actually slid off the runway?
Mm-mm.
It was slick there. Can you imagine me on that plane?
Nope.
I'd be like, hit the slide! Get the slide!
Someone would have to restrain you.
Oh my gosh. I'd want somebody to punch me in the face. End the misery right now of me worrying about plane issues.
Right.
Because I get anxious anyway.
Right.
That's why it's like, oh, it's 5:30 in the morning. Bloody Mary and a beer, please. I'll be good.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, the year was 1985, and Alabama had the number one song in country music on this day.
Because you can't keep a good man down.
It's my song.
Can't keep a good man down.
Oh, no.
You can't keep a good man down.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Baby,
you can't keep a good man down.
I was in the video to this song.
Where?
Gonna dress up in the finest. Close it out. Take it to the streets, I won't be lonely for long.
No.
I'm gonna put on my best moves on every single woman I see.
I'm wearing my Uggs today. Yep.
Now you thought you sure are. Oh my goodness, I didn't see that when you walked in.
Notch me on your gun. Let me tell you this, I got news for you, baby. I don't break that easily.
My favorite shoes.
Cause you can't keep a good man down.
That's me!
Can't keep a good man down. Oh no.
Can't keep a good man down.
Sugar.
Can't keep a good man down.
Alabama, can't keep a good man down. Number one on this day in 1985.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Oh yeah. It's that time of year, man. We're all getting ready for the holidays.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And feel.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go.
It's the topic already, especially in my house, where my wife has been working on the Christmas tree for 2 days.
I've noticed that, and it's becoming a masterpiece.
Now, it looks really good, but I mean 2 days. 2 days of it. And I know she's worked real hard on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's tried something different this year because she kind of got... She found something she liked 2 or 3 years ago and kind of kept doing the same thing. But she's like, I want to change it up.
Yeah.
I guess because, you know, she wants to be all over social media with it.
It's fun to change up your tree.
I asked her last night as she was over there Instagramming every second of it. Actually, she has an Instagram TV of her doing the entire tree. It's 2 days worth. It's kind of a lot to watch.
Is it in that? Does it go double time?
Oh, well, no. Yeah, you'd almost have to watch it in quadruple time because it takes so freaking long. But I said to her, and she sometimes doesn't find me funny. Like the things that you find,
I don't know why,
that you find amusing most days, and that our friends who wake up with this sometimes find amusing because they think, oh, that's kind of ridiculous. She deals with it all day.
Right. She's dealing with it 24/7. So it probably wouldn't be as funny if we all lived with you 24/7.
So she's over there and she's Instagramming. Here I am putting up a pine cone. Here I am putting up an ornament. Here I am spraying the tree. Like she's doing all this different stuff. And I noticed like she's all into her phone. Like she can't put it down now. Hmm. And I said, are you trying to become an Instagram influencer or something?
How'd that go?
Not real well.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say back?
She didn't speak. She just kind of glared at me. What? What does that even mean? Nothing. Because I knew. I hit a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing when a guy hits a nerve is to back away. Because you know.
Yeah, because if you don't back away, you are dealing with your life.
So, yeah, I did that. And then I gave her a little bit of a break. And she had finally finished. She doesn't know what she's going to put on top of the tree. But she sprayed this white spray all over it.
Yeah, it makes it look really pretty.
It's probably ruined the whole tree.
Does it come off?
We need a new tree.
We get a new tree every couple of years. I mean, these things don't wear down. They're only up for 1 month.
We need a new one.
I hope she's not awake.
I'm scared for you right now. I'm looking at the door.
So she sprayed this stuff. She's used 10 cans of white spray on this tree.
Have you and Kai started sneezing white?
Oh, I can't breathe. I had to do a breathing treatment last night. So she's like, what do you think? Because she was proud of it. And like, because I'm sarcastic and because that white stuff had kind of fallen off, I said to her, well, I think that tree might need some head and shoulders. The dandruff stuff.
How'd that go?
Not good. Not good.
Although that is kind of funny.
Well, because there's like residue everywhere.
Because the white
everywhere.
Stuff is on the floor, is what you're saying. And so there's the residue and it looks like it's shedding its dandruff.
Yes.
Nice.
And I used to have hair, y'all, and I had that issue at one point. I had to fix it. And I fixed it with head and shoulders.
So why not fix the tree?
Why not fix the tree?
Wow.
She doesn't find me funny most of the time, but I thought it was funny, so I shared her story on my Instagram story. If you would like to see the dandruff from our tree, it's up this morning at Brandon on KFIN. I think it needs some head and shoulders. I mean,
the tree does look good. I might have her come over and do mine.
Oh, great. Well, she'll be there for 2 or 3 days.
Sweet.
She'll be just She's doing tired. That. Then she gets mad about it. And I don't know what to do. Maybe we should just get a new tree.
We'll just stay out of the house and let her do her work.
Yeah, that's it. Now, that could be a side business, though.
Yeah.
Because she is pretty good at it.
Well, I'm giving her the money, not you.
Well, she'll take my money anyway. It doesn't matter if you give it to me. She's going to use it.
Oh, my gosh. You're in trouble.
Again, anybody hearing this right now who's friends of hers.
Text her now and tell her.
This is all between us.
Yeah, right.
This is our little secret. But anyway, on social media, my Instagram story features the head and shoulders tree. Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Lots of music festivals out there. There is one put together by the rap star, Tyler, the Creator, right? He has this music festival, and it's called the Camp Flog Naw Carnival. And a lot of the fans there were hoping the big surprise was going to be Frank Ocean.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't Frank Ocean. Tyler, the Creator, actually went out and got one of the biggest stars in rap and hip-hop, Drake.
Oh.
Which I would think people would go nuts for that. But that wasn't who the crowd was expecting, and the crowd was not very nice to Drake.
Really?
To the point that they were booing him.
No way.
He's on stage, one of the biggest stars in music, and the crowd isn't having it at all. Here's what happened.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight.
No! No.
Well, look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
He gets booed off the stage,
cuts
the entire set short. Tyler, the Creator, is upset because that crowd, he thought they'd go crazy for him, but they were expecting somebody else.
Wow.
Drake has responded finally, and he says he's just now signed a 10-year residency with that festival. So at least he's taking it in stride.
Got you gossip on Lamar Odom. So it looks like he's ready to settle down. Now, we know Lamar, NBA player. We know him probably more. He used to be with Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
But he just shared the news that he's engaged to his girlfriend, Sabrina Parr. He introduced her, his new fiance, on Instagram, showing her basically her massive ring that she has, saying, "Soon to be Miss Parr Odom. She's the one." So she's a personal trainer. She also posted about the engagement saying, "I said yes." Now, we don't know how we how he popped the big question, but looks like that they're going to get married. He's engaged and ready to settle down.
She's brave, right?
She is.
Because he's had some issues that were fairly public.
Yep.
Hey, last night was a big night on Dancing with the Stars as they continue to kind of whittle down the cast. And last night, Dancing with the Stars eliminated Sean Spicer, the political guy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like my favorite dancer on the show.
No.
But I did watch him last night. And there was something kind of redeeming about him.
Really?
Because he was trying and he knew he wasn't as good as some of the other ones. But he still went out there and gave it his best every week, even though that might not have been his deal. He did talk about the fact that he was so thankful for the experience on Dancing with the Stars. And because of that show, he's on what they call the Dancing with the Stars weight loss program. He's lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
Lauren Elena is at like 20 or 25 pounds.
It's awesome.
So I watched last night and I believe I nailed it. I know who's going to win.
I've already told you.
No, I said it.
Who?
No, I said it.
Who? One, two, three.
Hannah
B. I already knew that. I told
that.
You that.
I said that day one.
It's in the podcast.
I said it day one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the podcast. You can check it out. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Cheap plug. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and of course at KFIN.com. And every morning here on KFIN, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a 33-year-old guy named Alex kicked in the door to an apartment in Oshtemo Township, Michigan a few nights ago.
Okay.
Apparently, he used to date someone who lived there, and for whatever reason, he was on this rampage. Well, he didn't expect to see what he found inside. There was a man by the name of Ben that lives there, and he was just playing video games and watching Rick and Morty at the time.
Okay.
Well, one of Ben's hobbies is medieval-style combat.
Oh, yeah.
And he and his buddies make videos of themselves fighting, and he had plenty of weapons on hand.
Oh, no.
So Ben grabbed a battle axe and chopped Alex in the chest with it.
Oh, my God.
They fought a little, and Alex ran off, bleeding. Well, the police tracked the blood and arrested him, but he had to go to the hospital first. He's been charged with first-degree home invasion and could get up to 20 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
Now, speaking of battle axes and medieval weapons, I was just about to invent a circular sword.
You were?
But then I thought about it, and I was like, there's just no point. Why are you looking at me like
Because I could tell
that I almost messed up.
Well, about halfway through, you had no confidence in that joke.
There's even more.
There's some
that
days
I have no confidence.
There's some days where she's so excited to tell the joke, and on this one, I think she was like, "Can I get out of this without telling a joke?"
Okay, maybe that's true. There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Thank you, Kelly.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Kelly's always a good friend who takes photos of me from under the table. Who does that?
Well, the person that does that is the person that has a friend. Who's a guy that wears his Uggs to work and wants to show everyone.
Okay.
And they're Uggs. They're the tan, fluffy,
furry
Uggs.
Let me explain to you. What's the current temperature? If we look right now, the current temperature is 20.
Buddy, that's great. But I also have Uggs on, and mine are the sweater Uggs.
Well, I don't think the sweater Uggs would look good on me.
And you think those do?
I do believe that.
Wow.
And it's 20 degrees, and I could have wore some thin socks and tennis shoes, but I wore Uggs.
It's because not snowing.
The whole idea behind Uggs is that your feet are going to stay warm and cuddled by the
wool. But that's not why you got them. You got them because you thought they were cool. See? How many years ago?
A lot of years ago, but they still look good, and they keep my feet warm, and I think
you need to go to my Instagram to see Brandon's Uggs and make fun of them, Kelly on KFIN.
You're being a hater. I put up the story on mine as well, and you can check out Kelly.
You be you. You be you, Brandon.
I am me, so uniquely me. The question is, on my story, I have a poll up. It's an Ugg boots type of morning. Ugg boots, totally, duh, or total,
Nice.
So that's going to be the question. Both of us are on Instagram this morning if you guys are up and and ready. Instagram for me, Brandon on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We can't physically keep you warm, but hopefully we can keep you smiling and in a good mood this morning.
And remind you that you need a heavy jacket.
Yes, and your UGG boots.
I don't know if everyone has UGG boots.
UGG
like
boots
you.
For dudes are amazing, even though Bud Schropel, one of our coworkers, walked in and he didn't know what UGG boots were. Yep. So I showed him my boots. I showed him the wool inside.
And what did he say, Brandon?
Those are girl boots. Those are girl shoes. Mm-hmm. Well, they're comfortable and they're, for me, they're men's. Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm looking to see how people voted.
Oh, what are they saying?
Well, so far it's 100%.
100% what? Could you repeat the vote again? Could you tell us what we're voting on?
Yeah, so my Instagram question is, UGG boots, are they totally, like totally duh or total It's 100% total this morning.
How's that make you feel?
Like a loser. But you can go check them out. I do recommend them. I know that they might not be the greatest looking thing to some people, but you know what?
Right.
They're comfortable. And guess what? My feet are warm. My toes are warm and toasty.
That's what my grandpa used to say.
Thank you. What about grandpa toenails?
Why would you bring that up?
Just because I remember it was like dinosaur toenails. It was like a Stegosaurus toenails.
Wow. Like claws.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I guess.
Because for whatever reason, as you get older, you get really thick toenails.
Like I can't wait for that.
Tree trunks. I don't know if it happens for girls like that, but I just remember, you know,
that's
people
in
our family. Happy Thanksgiving. They're trimming their toenails.
Their tree trunk toenails.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I was reading a thing this morning that said a lot of people, you know, decide to host Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And about one out of every six people totally regrets saying they would host it.
So both of us are hosting.
Yeah,
so,
I enjoy it.
Yeah, there's two of us.
Yeah. You like it?
Sometimes. I like it when everything's like done. All the preparation stuff is done and you're eating and everybody's there and you're happy. Like I like when everybody's there, but the whole going in before that, getting everything ready is a lot of work.
I like doing the cooking. I like waking up early and preparing the food and timing it out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little spreadsheet, a grid of when I need to put certain things on. I'm pretty good at that.
Wow.
The only thing I hate about it at the end of it is like making people leave.
Because they stay forever.
I'm like, all right, dude.
Because they take naps on your couch.
Yeah, they eat, and then they control the TV, and then they wake up and eat again.
Yep.
And then they're too full to leave. You're like, you've been here for 12 hours. Go away.
Maybe you should have like a schedule of events.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then it actually says you leave at a certain time.
Departure.
Yes, departure.
It's like a plane.
Maybe that's a little nicer.
You depart.
Yeah.
You depart 30 minutes after you eat. Get out of here.
Wow, that's a little Scrooge-ish.
Because the truth is, the leftovers should be for me.
You need to make a plate before everyone makes their plate.
I want lots of plates. Because I'll prepare a lot of food, so I want a lot of leftovers.
Don't invite as many people.
Yeah, that might be the way to do it. There's a new deal out I saw that I'm not exactly sure which company is doing this, but there is a mac and cheese turkey.
Okay.
So you know how like a lot of people will do like either some type of a glaze on the turkey or maybe they'll do a Cajun turkey or they'll deep fry the turkey. Well, this is a mac and cheese turkey where you take the cheese powder and you basically rub it on the outside of the turkey. So it kind of absorbs the cheese. Then you bake the turkey and you can serve it over noodles.
Like mac and cheese noodles?
Yeah. So you'd have like the mac and cheese noodles, but you'd have the cheesy crust on the outside of the turkey.
I mean, that doesn't sound bad.
Ooh, it doesn't to you?
No.
See, to me, I
think mac and cheese is good with anything.
I made homemade mac and cheese and it was good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I want that as the crust of my turkey.
It's just a little bit of a seasoning.
But I looked at it and I was like, I don't think so.
Hmm.
It looks kind of gross. Let me show you the picture of it and you can help judge it. Because to me, it's like,
it's really orange.
Like, I don't want too much cheese.
It almost looks like a Cheeto.
It looks like a character on The Simpsons.
Yep.
Right?
It does, yeah.
It's like what Bart would make.
Yeah.
What do you think? You would try that?
I would definitely try it.
Served over the noodles down here?
Yeah.
Ugh, too much. Like, my wife is a huge fan of cheese. I'm not a big cheese guy.
Really?
Like, I'm fine if it doesn't have cheese. Like, on a hamburger, it doesn't have to have cheese.
Hmm.
Do you?
Yeah. I love cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's post this and see if people think it looks good. It's the mac and cheese turkey We'll have it up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to
Florence.
You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, November the 12th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Ruth Sartain of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Robert Hill of Donovan, Missouri. Happy birthday. Brandon Gamso of Jonesboro. Chris Smith from Jonesboro celebrates. Charles May of Batesville. Wendy McFall of Jonesboro. Shay Watkins from Hoxie celebrates. And Will Stotts of Jonesboro celebrates today as well. So happy birthday, Will. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Russell Westbrook is 31 today, Houston Rockets point guard. Ariane Celeste is 34, UFC ring girl.
Yes, I've seen her on television a time or two.
Have you? Yeah. Anne Hathaway is 37 today. Of course, she's in Ocean's 8, Princess Diaries, Get Smart, Les Mis, and then Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling, 39 today. Of course, he was Neil Armstrong in First Man and Noah on The Notebook. Tanya Harding is 49 today. Sammy Sosa is 51 today, baseball legend.
He was a part of the home run thing, too, mm-hmm. if you remember, with yep. Mark McGwire.
Megan Mullally is 61. That's Karen on Will and Grace. And Neil Young is 74.
Let's do some Neil Young real quick. You ready for some, I don't know, maybe some Rockin' in the Free World?
Yeah.
Neil Young, 74 years old today. And Al Michaels from Sunday Night Football is turning 75 years old today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning. My name's Brandon. Her name's Kelly. Just a heads up. Let's take a look at the temperature.
Okay.
It's 19. So it's cold.
Yeah.
Dogs don't want to go outside. You don't want to go outside and get in the car.
Brandon pulls out his Uggs. Oh.
Let me go back. Again, evidently, as you get to be me, you stop worrying as much about what people think, I guess. But the truth is, I still really do worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think my Uggs, which, yes, they're the classic, more golden Uggs, not the light Uggs mm-hmm. like my wife has, mm-hmm. but they're the more golden ones with the wool interior. I think they're good looking. Mm-hmm. But so far on my poll, 83% of people think it's a total failure on my part. And I love the fact that you guys are willing to tell me that I have such
I
a major
it.
Failure
it's
in my life.
It's my favorite thing about our listeners.
It's on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. Also, it's up on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. So if you would like to blast me for the fact that I'm wearing Uggs,
yeah.
and as a coworker described them, those are girls' boots.
Yep.
Well, I bought them in the men's section, I think. At least you I think. Bought them in my size. I thought it was a good idea.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Keith Urban is celebrating Christmas early by releasing his first ever Christmas song. It's called I'll Be Your Santa Tonight. Here's what it sounds like.
The weatherman says it ain't gonna snow this year. And the fog is too heavy to cut a path for the reindeer. Your sister's stuck in Denver, and your mama can't come. But you don't have to be alone. I tell you why. Top of your list, we can be naughty.
can listen to the full song. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
I love it.
It's cute. I like it
too. I actually really like it. And I told you yesterday, I don't really care for much Christmas music except Mariah. Maybe I'll make an exception for Keith Urban right there. Hey, big news. A big-time 90s country star is making a big comeback on the American Music Awards, performing there for the first time in 16 years. We're talking Shania Twain.
Yes.
Which is always, I mean, it brings back so much nostalgia, so many great songs from the Shania Twain library.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
That one.
So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong.
You like that one?
I do.
What about this one?
This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey,
come on, ladies.
Shania's coming back. Shania Twain back on November 24th. And the cool thing is, she'll be doing a medley of a lot of these big songs. So many great ones. Shania Twain. Headed to the American Music Awards. Again, that's live from Los Angeles, November the 24th.
Maren Morris and her husband are expecting a baby boy early next year, and it looks like he's ready to meet his mom and dad. She posted an ultrasound video of him, and it appears that he's waving.
No.
You remember ultrasounds? Those are the best. I miss that so much.
You would get so excited to go in there. And But we never saw Kai wave. All we ever saw was, hey, Kai's a boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, oh, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
Well, it literally looks like he's waving at them. She talked to him and he's waving.
I'm a dude, and I think this is adorable.
So if you want to feel good this morning, check it out. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We talked this morning about a brand new turkey idea where you can take the powder from mac and cheese and cover your turkey in the powder and then bake the cheese into your turkey and put it over noodles and have this crazy turkey. To me, it looks like it's radioactive. And to me, I said there is no way I would try it. Whereas Kelly Perry is up to trying anything.
I would. Like, mac and cheese goes with everything.
This sounds so good to me. Oh, yummy.
We posted it on Facebook, and there is no one yet that has said that they would try it.
Because it's disgusting sounding. And it's orange.
Can I take it back?
No, you said it.
Okay.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Monday is a good TV night. I'm just going to say it. Yeah. Monday is a good night of television.
It is.
So typically, like most of my life, I've always watched Monday Night Wrestling. Even like before there was Monday Night Raw, there was always Monday Night Wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day. So for whatever reason, like it was on last night, but I knew it was a taped show. And I knew that The Voice was on and Mary Beth Bird was going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Dancing with the Stars was on and Laura and Elena was going to dance. There was Monday Night Football on TV. I spent much of the night going back and forth through all the channels.
So did you have to DVR anything, or did you work it out pretty well just going back and forth?
I nailed it.
Okay.
I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
Because I saw the stuff I wanted to see for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like last night on Dancing with the Stars was boy band and girl band night. So they had like AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys, mm-hmm. Joey Fatone was there. One of the guys, I think it was James Vanderbeek, who did an NSYNC dance, Bye Bye Bye.
Really?
And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Laura and Elena was good last night. But to me, like the best dancer of the bunch, dude, Hannah B., Alabama Hannah.
She's really good. Almost not fair good.
Her second dance was almost like perfect, flawless. And I don't watch that show that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I just don't really get it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes my wife is like, what are those girls wearing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like I even was commenting on her dance moves. I'm like, look at the way they're turning their necks and their heads. And like it's perfectly
it's awesome.
In rhythm, and it's pretty neat. But the main thing I wanted to watch last night was The Voice, because our friend Mary Beth Bird has made it to the live portion of the mm-hmm. show. And that's a big deal.
Huge.
So, you know, you go through all these different the process, and it's a really long process, and it's much longer than anybody even knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of work they have to do just to make it to where anybody even knows they showed up. is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And that schedule's crazy. So to see her on the live show as a part of Team Legend and to see her get up there at the age of 18 and just have such great poise.
Amazing.
Great stage presence. She did the Ellie Goulding song, Love Me Like You Do. In case you missed it from last night, this is Mary Beth Byrd, Arkansas, and Arkansas State's very own Mary Beth Byrd, last night on The Voice.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. So love me like you do, love me like you do, love me like you do, love. Love me like you do, touch me like you do, oh, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear no more.
Right.
What are you waiting for?
Again, that's Mary Beth Byrd from Blyville, Armorell, Arkansas, where, I mean, she went out there. And again, she's 18.
I know. That's what I keep thinking.
You lose track of that sometimes.
I know.
You're like, wow, she has such great stage presence and poise. And a lot of that comes from being in the pageant system where she learned, you know, stage presence and how to interview and stuff like that. But she's 18 years old.
I saw so many comments on Twitter and social media saying Team Legend is the team to beat. Like, their Team Legend was just amazing last night.
So the voting, if you were on my social media, you saw I put out how you can vote. You can vote through the Voice app, which I now have on my phone. Or you can go to nbc.com/voicevote. I believe the voting is closed for this week.
Yeah.
But how cool would it be if we had a Northeast Arkansas winner on The Voice?
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
And legitimately, we could make this young girl's dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
She has the support of Arkansas State University. She has the support of Northeast Arkansas. If you watch The Voice, if you love the idea of this great story, and her story is really remarkable. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard all the details of some of the stuff she's had to overcome in her life, some of the battles she's had emotionally in her life, it's a really strong story. And a really sweet story, and a story of such bravery to get out there and sing. Those interviews, those complete interviews, she's been in the studio a couple times. They're up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and of course the website.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
And if you didn't get to see Mary Beth's performance from last night on The Voice, it's also up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I would like to say a couple of I love yous this morning.
Dude, I'm going to assume one's your wife?
No.
Oh.
I want to say I love you to all of you who voted so far that my Uggs are okay. Because now we're sitting at 50-50 in the poll.
No.
So for those of you who had my back and said basically they're totally awesome.
They're just being nice.
No, they're not. They think they look awesome under my jeans.
They all just text me and said, we're just being nice.
See, that is not the way it goes. I'm wearing Uggs. I am a man, and I am proud of it.
He is declaring today.
I have declared. I declare. It's up on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Just not caught up with the denim on denim Instagram story I did. This
yeah,
is me.
What was the final vote for that?
Me versus Brittany Aldean. Who wore it better, denim on denim? Me from the 90s or Brittany from like 3 days ago?
Let me remind everyone that you have on knee pads with your denim.
And my shirt is unbuttoned all the way to my belly button. There's one button done, and it's the one around my waist.
And it's funny because your one chest hair is coming out.
That's not nice. One of my most voted on polls, and I'm sitting at 58% for Brittany, but I got closer than I thought on that one.
What was it?
Well, it's 58 to 42.
Okay.
But for those of you who supported me, I appreciate that. So far on my Uggs poll that's up right now, let me tell you where we stand. 57% say 43% say duh, like they love them. So again, there you go. Doing pretty good this morning. I have more confidence than normal.
Well, I'm just going to let you know that a friend of ours, Eddie, sent us a text message, and there's
He's
a picture.
He's not my friend.
Well,
he could be your friend.
He sent it to you as well. So why don't you open your text messages? He sent you GIF of you walking into work this morning.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely...
It's boots, like huge, huge fluffy boots going upstairs.
On the red carpet. It looks like a poodle or a long-haired dog.
Eddie's my favorite.
Anyway, let me play you my favorite Christmas song of all time real quick. It's Mariah. So again, I hear this song now because my wife's doing the tree and stuff like that. And I think it's her favorite song too. Mm-hmm. And our tree has dandruff, just in case you haven't seen that on my Instagram story. I've recommended Head and Shoulders to it. Let's go back to All I Want for Christmas Is You, right? 25 years that song's been out. The song is huge. So big, Mariah's going on tour because of it. So back last year, it broke Spotify's streaming record on December 24th, Christmas Eve. That song broke the record with 10.8 million streams in one day. They say Mariah co-wrote the song, the entire thing, in 15 minutes. And she didn't want to record it. Like, her thought from when they recorded that 25 years ago was that anybody who goes out and does a Christmas album is kind of, you know, an older artist trying to find a way to sell something.
Oh, wow.
So she was against it. She didn't want to do it. Her people had to convince her to go and do that. The song was recorded not around the holidays. It was recorded in August. But All I Want for Christmas Is You. They say it sold global sales of more than 15 million copies. And in royalties alone, that one song has earned $50 million. Man. Just a crazy successful song for Mariah Carey. And again, to me, it's the soundtrack of Christmas. She didn't want to record this song, and it's my favorite. It took her 15 minutes to write it. They said there's no real band at all. It's all computers. This song breaking records still to this day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the holidays are coming up and we're kind of gearing up for it and you're hearing more about them. And of course you hear the holiday music and Christmas trees are going up. My wife has spent 2 days putting our tree up.
Looks good. I've seen pictures.
That looks really good. And it's kind of, it does set the scene. She is right about that. I normally don't admit that she's right, but there is something like when I wake up and I go to get my coffee in the morning and the tree's lit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is kind of nice.
That almost makes you want to put mine up.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're going to buy for the holidays or any of that, but Anyway,
yeah,
we will have family in. You know, it's kind of like this is that time where you get ready for family, get the house clean, clean the carpets, because people come over for Thanksgiving, they come over for holiday celebrations and Christmas and all that. They're talking about topics not to bring up at Thanksgiving that cause fights. Okay.
Okay.
We'll run through these real quick, and I want to bring up a couple of awkward stories that have happened to me. They say, never bring up longstanding family tension.
No.
Like, never do that over the holidays.
No.
It's never a good time to call somebody out about something. Or,
remember that time?
Whatever happened. You don't want to do that stuff. Don't talk politics in general. Don't talk the presidential race. Don't talk about somebody else's future plans. You know, because I would always have that. Like,
yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Like, what, like when you're done with the wrestling thing, what's next?
Right.
Or when are you going to have more kids?
Right.
How many times have you heard that?
A lot.
I hear it too. We have one. I mean, isn't it about time?
Yeah.
It's awkward. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about money during the holiday parties. Don't talk about the behavior of other guests because that can be bad. Don't drink too much alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was younger, like this, like we didn't have alcohol. I didn't think.
We didn't.
At our family stuff.
No, we didn't.
As the kids got older, a few beers and some wine might have been introduced. But when we were little kids, I don't remember it.
Yeah, we didn't.
Unless they were just pouring stuff in their glass and we didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
Like maybe they were shooting
whiskey. You should ask your mom.
They say never really comment on the cooking either. Like if you, especially if you don't like it.
No, definitely don't comment if you don't like it.
It's typically the older people who end up doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can picture my grandfather, right? And like, and it doesn't happen anymore, but awkward instances with my wife when we first got together and I was introducing her to people.
Oh, gosh.
You know how weird that stuff can be?
Yes.
Like my grandfather, who always thought it was cool that I traveled with one of my wrestling buddies who was a female.
Don't tell me he wanted to bring it up.
Wanted to ask about
it. Oh, no.
And like zero, nothing ever. It was nothing. We were literally just friends. But when Pop is going, so whatever happened to so-and-so? And then you feel like this need to over-explain it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. I can see that.
Which then what happens if I try to over-explain? What
you
do you
get
think?
Really awkward and it looks like you're guilty.
I know that. So I hate that kind of situation. Or my grandmother, one of our first times that my wife ever met my grandmother, we're sitting down and she starts asking about someone else.
No.
Do you ever talk to so-and-so?
Your poor wife.
And I'm going, sweet geez, Nana. Yeah. You would think at the age of 85, you would know better than
No, they just don't care.
They don't care?
They're going to ask what they want to ask.
But why would they do that?
That's what I'm going to do.
It's going to ruin Thanksgiving if that happens. Watch your mouth.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What are you doing?
I'm calling for support.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling my bride.
Oh, you're going to get support from her?
Yeah. Don't you think?
Not after you talked about her tree.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
He accidentally had it on mute.
Oh, accidentally?
Yes. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
I'm
a little sick.
You what?
I'm a little sick.
Okay. I've complimented your tree on the radio this morning.
It's true.
Thanks.
It does look really good, Leslie. You want to come over and do mine?
I will. I'd love to.
Yeah, it'll take her 3 or 4 days.
It'll be like a little break. You can come over and hang out with us.
Yes.
See?
Sounds like a lot of fun. I did say a few minutes ago, it's kind of nice to walk in as I'm walking through the house and like going to get my coffee and the trees lit. Like that is, it kind of does.
Put you in the mood of niceness?
Yeah, it gets me in the mood a little bit.
That's why she did it.
So it's cold. Have you been outside with the new puppy yet?
I have. And it's freezing.
Yeah, it's like 19.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm getting beat up, and I was hoping to call you for support this morning because I put on my Uggs this morning, and evidently a lot of people don't understand how great they are.
I mean, they're warm, but you're wearing them to work.
Right, because it's cold here. And because it's 19 degrees, and this will keep me more warm than socks and tennis shoes.
Y'all have heat?
In some parts of the building, in some parts they won't pay for it.
That's why we have our little heater right here.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing that the other day.
So, I think you should grandstand and tell everybody that these are cool shoes, and they look good on me.
Oh, wow. You've put
I love you.
Right?
but it's a no for me.
You should see his face.
Are you being serious?
He, his whole countenance just changed like a 2 year old. Your whole shoulders just.
You know what's funny though? Is I have mine on right now.
Right.
But they're cuter on girls.
No, they're not. They're
cuter. Yes, they are.
Here's what makes them cute on me. Most people won't wear them, so they're cute.
Is that what you're going to tell yourself?
Yeah. Okay. It's like if I wanted to rock the Velcro shoes.
Have you ever seen another man with Ugg boots on? Ever in your life?
I haven't, but we also live in Arkansas.
Right.
So I'm sure in other states that...
Like New York?
Yeah,
like that.
California, I'm sure it's done.
I'll tell you exactly why I bought them, okay? I'm reading like a GQ or a Maxim magazine somewhere, and there's this great looking, long, blonde-haired, buff dude walking through the snow in his Ugg boots, and I thought, I want to look like that.
But you don't have your hair anymore.
Yeah, you shaved your head, so...
And I'm not buff like that, and... So you're telling me that if we were to go out today for lunch, you would not want me to wear my Uggs.
He's freaking out.
You know.
I have to go pick
Leslie
up a prescription.
Leslie's red.
I am. Because when I think about it, it sounds so dumb. Because literally.
You should have worn your Ugg boots to Nashville to meet Jana Creamer.
Yeah, you should have.
Hey, I wonder if she would like them.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No. I think she'd be honest.
Hey, what do you call it when you do the re-ing on Instagram? Re-gram it? Share it. Ask her if she likes my Uggs.
So re-gram it.
Yeah. Can you do that for me?
You ask her.
I don't want to because I don't want her to think I'm weird.
Well.
Oh, God.
I was walking through the house last night singing the song that she pointed at me about.
So hard. Why you wanna show up in an old t-shirt that
what? You're ruining my moment.
You've already had your moment.
My moment.
No, it's going to keep going.
Your moment lasts a year.
It was a week ago today. I'm just telling you, if Jana Creamer looked and said, why do you want me to keep wanting you, that's a heck of a compliment.
You can't even talk.
Y'all are making me weird. I shouldn't have played. Now I feel weird, and I got to go.
Her movie's coming out soon, right?
Ooh, in a couple of days.
Date night.
No, alone time.
Oh, are you busy? Alone?
I got to go. That's weird. You're a mother. Goodbye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm going to print a t-shirt that just says, but you're a mother.
That's a pretty funny statement.
It is. But you're a mother.
But you're a mother.
Right. So anytime Kelly says something, my wife says something, anybody says something that I can twist into something else.
Yes.
But you're a mother.
You make us sound horrible for no reason.
That's just what I do.
Mm-hmm. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Drake. So Drake shows up at a music festival put together by Tyler, the Creator. And Drake was a surprise performer. Evidently, the crowd was expecting somebody else as a surprise. They were expecting Frank Ocean, and out walks Drake. Now, to me, Drake is one of the biggest music stars in the world. But to this crowd, on that night, they expected something different, and they booed Drake. So bad, he cut his set short.
Wow.
Here's what it sounded like.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going... I will keep going tonight.
Well, look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
Drake gets booed.
He's one of the biggest stars in music, booed off the stage. Now, Tyler, the Creator, who again put the festival together, wasn't real happy that the crowd reacted like that because he thought, man, I brought the biggest music star out here and it's going to get all kinds of a great reaction. And it didn't. Now, Drake has come back and responded and said, jokingly, that he signed a residency with that festival to perform there for the next 10 years. So at least he can take it in stride.
Got your gossip on Lamar Odom. It looks like he's ready to settle down. Now, we know Lamar from the NBA and also probably more when he used to be with Khloe Kardashian. Yep. But he shared the news that he's engaged to his girlfriend, Sabrina Parr, and he introduced his new fiance on Instagram, showing off her massive diamond ring, also saying soon to be Miss Odom. So said she's the one. She's a personal trainer. Of course, she posted something similar that said, I said yes. But Lamar Odom, engaged and ready to settle down.
And gotcha gossip on Dancing with the Stars. Another competitor, another contestant, another celebrity was eliminated last night. If you don't want to know, turn us down for like 10 seconds. Sean Spicer got the boot last night, and I felt bad for him. And the reason I felt bad is because I think he really was trying.
Yeah.
And I think they saw that in him as well, that he really was trying. He might not have been as talented as the others, but he said he had experienced a great experience on that show, much personal and professional growth, and he enjoyed the process and lost about 20 pounds.
Wow.
So again, they're calling it the Dancing with the Stars diet. Mm-hmm. You go there, you work out so much, you lose anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Imagine this. Thanksgiving dinner. You have a macaroni and cheese turkey as your centerpiece. Mm-hmm. You have taken the powder from mac and cheese and you've patted that all around your turkey and you've baked it. And your turkey is orange and radioactive. And what do you think of it? Kelly was the first person to say she would eat it and one of the few who said that sounds good.
I would try it.
But if you want to see the picture of a macaroni and cheese turkey over some noodles, you can go check it out right now. Kelly's hungry.
Yeah.
But you can see the picture for yourself on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever hide candy?
I mean.
Is your husband listening right now?
I have before. I've had him hide candy for me. Like when we had our Halloween candy. I got it about 2 weeks before Halloween, and it was, I mean, it was every time I walked into the kitchen, which is every other second,
right.
I feel like, because there's, you know, every, we kind
always
of.
Always grazing.
We're always in the kitchen. And so, I kept eating it, and I was like, okay. And it was like 10 o'clock at night when I was like, I don't know where you need to put this. We need to keep it, because I want to hand it out for Halloween, but put it up somewhere, hide it.
So you had him hide it from you.
And I still haven't seen it, because he forgot to get it back out during Halloween, so it's still in my house somewhere.
No, it's gone.
He ate it?
Probably. Is he candy?
He's not a big sweet guy.
Is he not?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
I know. I hate him. It's not fair.
So, okay. But have you ever maybe hidden candy before?
Yes.
Like you didn't, like you had something that you wanted. You didn't need it right then.
My mom used to hide it too. She would hide those turtles, you know, the little chocolate turtles. She would get those for Christmas every year and she would savor them. They come in like that little pan and they have like 12 in them.
Good.
And she would savor them. Like, oh, she'd go get a turtle and go somewhere and eat it by herself.
I'll get those if I'm ever at Dollar General.
Yeah.
They have them up there by the counter, and I'll buy like, and they're like, they're cheap. I'm like, I'm going to get two or three of those.
Maybe you should get those as gifts.
And I'll eat them on the way home before I get home.
Yeah. And then go brush your teeth really quick.
I won't talk when I get in.
What have you been eating? Nothing.
Nothing at all. Because like the deal is it sometimes we're selfish and sometimes we don't want people to know that we're failing on our diet.
So, like, when you go to Walmart every time and you get a little item at the checkout line.
This is not.
You told me one time that since you go to Walmart or you go to the store, you feel like you deserve a little prize for shopping.
That's true.
And you get to go through and pick out something, like a prize for yourself
it's
for
a
going
treat.
Shopping. a treat. That's what you called it.
It's a treat. It's my treat for going.
So you get a candy. So you get a candy bar. How old are you? See, it sounds dumb when I say it out loud.
It does sound dumb. Why does it not sound dumb when I do it, though?
If I ever see you in the store, I'm following you without you knowing until I see you check out.
If I
see you get a treat, that's...
Oh. I'm sweating. Hang on. I got to take this jacket off.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something,
mm-hmm.
and this is, I'm going to give you an insight into me that nobody else knows, and now everybody who shares the morning with us will know this too, but my wife won't know it.
Someone is going to text her immediately.
No, please don't, because there's times where she's like, I don't need candy, I don't want it, blah, 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 but then I'm like, I want it.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to walk in and have candy that tempts her, so I will eat candy on the way home. and then hide the wrapper. I'll be driving and I'll throw it behind my seat. Kelly. And then when I know my wife is not outside, I have to go under the seat and get all the candy wrappers.
Throw them away before she sees them. Oh my gosh. That's a lot.
It's the truth though. Is that bad?
No. You just want her to think you're healthier than you are.
But they say, here's the hiding spots. The reason we get into all of this, now that I've embarrassed myself and told on myself, the place is to hide candy. And this is where you should go look to see if Joey hid in a high cabinet, typically like over the fridge or the microwave or something like that, in the dresser, because normally your clothes are not in the dresser. They're all over the house from what he said. In the desk, in the closet, above the fridge, in a bag somewhere, in the car, under the bed. The place is to go look.
Hmm.
I'm just going to tell you, I don't hide candy because it would never last that long.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of my favorite things to do on the show is to have Kelly do sound effects. Kelly, I need a turkey. Well, Hunt Fest is going on with D&W Outdoors and K-Fine. Listen for the D&W Sounds of the Hunt for your chance to become an instant finalist with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you want to check out a photo of Carrie Underwood doing her rehearsals preparing for the CMA Awards with Reba and Dolly Parton, that photo's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFine.com, KFIN.com.
Also, I want to mention that, you know, a number of you who have who heard us talk about hiding candy and how sometimes I will eat candy in the car on the way home and hide it, or I'll hide it at home. If it makes it home, I will save it for myself, which might sound selfish. What we've realized is that when people are being brutally honest, most people do this.
They like to have a treat for themselves.
And Brandi Garner has responded through social media and said what?
She said, look, I have a stash of treats in my console. Those dark chocolate Milano cookies, yep. I have no shame.
See, those things.
Those are good.
But she must make a lot of money because those are expensive. She must be rich.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Keith Urban is celebrating Christmas early by releasing his first ever original Christmas song. It's called I'll Be Your Santa Tonight. Here's what it sounds like.
I tell you what.
You can listen to the full song. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
And a lot of people are excited. The American Music Awards are coming up later on this month. And a big performer from the late 90s, early 2000s is making a big comeback on the award show. It's her first performance on the AMAs in 16 years. We welcome back Shania Twain. Shania Twain is making the comeback.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Whose heart did you see? I wonder. This time did it feel like thunder?
Live in Los Angeles on the AMAs.
Okay. So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
August 24th, it's the return of Shania Twain.
Maren Morris and her husband are expecting a baby early next year, and it looks like he's ready to meet his mom and dad because there's an ultrasound video that she posted, and he appears to be waving at them.
It's adorable.
Don't you miss ultrasounds?
Well, the first time we went in for one and I saw the wand, I was a little bit concerned
nervous,
about that. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's one that it goes on the belly, right? And they're like, nope. And I'm like, we got a problem.
But you need to see it. If you want to feel good this morning, check it out. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, we will discuss my Uggs, the very comfortable shoes that I wore to work today. And essentially, the majority of people do not approve of my choice of shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's okay. My wife doesn't approve either.
You're going to be you, though, aren't you?
I'm going to be me. That's okay. We also talk about Kelly's disgusting love for a macaroni and cheese turkey.
I haven't tried it yet, but I think it would be good.
It's disgusting, and most people agree. That's on the podcast. We also go through what not to do on Thanksgiving, like during your Thanksgiving dinner with the family, and some really awkward family moments for me. Basically, I'm setting myself up to allow you to know what not to do in the future.
Yeah, I get it.
Because legitimately, I've been through some stuff. We talk about Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, some crazy facts on that, including the fact that Mariah never wanted to record that song.
Gosh, I bet she's glad now she did.
Yeah. So all that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at kfine.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
I will say before TV, the new Disney Plus streaming service launches today. Oh, so there's going to be tons of movies and shows premiering on that. One of the ones being a live action remake of Lady and the Tramp. So a lot of people love that movie. Yep. Here's what else is on TV tonight. The Voice, elimination night for the top 20. Dolly Parton, Here She Comes Again, is going to be on ABC. It's a tribute to Dolly's life and career, featuring interviews and performance footage. And then tonight's schedule also includes The Resident, NCIS, Empire, This Is Us, New Amsterdam, Treadstone, and NCIS New Orleans.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.